હરે કૃષ્ણ. વેલકમ ઓલ ધ ડિવોટીઝ સ્ટુડન્ટ્સ ફોર ધીસ મંથ્સ ઉત્કર્ષ, અ ફેસ્ટિવલ વેર ઇન વી કમ ટુગેધર એન્ડ મેકિંગ અ ફેસ્ટિવલ ઇઝ એન એક્સક્યુઝ. The main purpose of coming together in the name of a youth festival is to spiritually advance. In this world we see that people, they find reasons to come together. You have so many clubs, the Lions Club, the Rotary Club, so many sanghas, wherein people, they have formed, whether it is on a social level, on national level, or global international level, you have United Nations, nations coming together in unison. So many different reasons for human beings to come together. Someone is born, and every year that birthday becomes a reason for those who are connected to him to come together. So somebody who is born gives a reason to so many connected to that born to come together. Then when that same person dies, also this becomes another reason for people to come together. The same person whose birthday was celebrated every year, and people, they came together and they celebrated his birthday until the last birthday of his life. But then, do you find them stop coming? So the birthday is over, now the death day. A total opposite. The death days now becomes the reason for them to come together. So person is dead and gone. Now this Pitrupaksha is going on. And guess what? Despite that person is dead and gone for so many years, still people, in the name of the dead and gones, the bygones as they say, they come together. Ya to kisi ka janam din hai, ya jisko bolte hain saal gira. Kya matlab hota hai uska? कि इनके शादी का एक साल गिर गया, साल गिरा. तो साल गिर रहे हैं वो एक कारण बनता है एक साथ आने का. कोई पैदा हो रहा है, कोई मर रहा है, किसी की शादी हुई, किसी की टूट गई. तो जब विभिन्न कारण हैं एक साथ आने के, तो क्यों ना हम भी कोई कारण ढूंढने भगवत प्राप्ति के. किसके कारण ढूंढने? भगवत प्राप्ति के, ताकि ये जो बाकी सारे भौतिक कारण हैं, जन्म लेकर उसके पश्चात एक साथ आना, मरण के पश्चात एक साथ आना, और जन्म और मरण के बीच कितने अनगिनत कारण एक साथ आने के. तो इसलिए आज का हमारा जो टॉपिक है उत्कर्ष के लिए पावर ऑफ कोऑपरेशन. नाउ वी आर लिविंग इन दिस एज ऑफ कलयुग. ऑल ऑफ यू आर अवेयर. एनी डाउट्स? वी डोंट हैव एनी डाउट्स. एंड कलयुग मेक्स श्योर दैट इट यू नो makes us feel its presence very obviously. Even if we try to forget that we are in Kali Yuga, no matter how wonderful arrangements we make, there will be mishaps, there will be glitches, and you will find there will be catastrophes, not just mishaps or glitches, but there will be catastrophes, calamities, again and again and again. Any of you sitting over here, you tell me there was one single day which went by that the entire 24 hours, not even a single moment, that you were not unhappy for whatever reason, either physical, emotional, intellectual, financial, social, familial, whatever. Every day there is something which keeps bothering us. We try to straighten up something at this end and you find something else coming up on the other end. And then you are left totally disturbed. Like I read this t-shirt, "Don't disturb me, already disturbed." One of our ISKCON devotees in America, he was accused by some other religious organizations that he is trying to propagate a religion whose God is immoral, who spoke lies, who used to steal like that, who was a thief. So it was presented like that and he was brought to the court. And this devotee, earlier he had some criminal records also. So they got to know that he has some criminal records. And then the hearing was going on and cross-questioning was going on. So this past criminal turned into a devotee in the court, was asked by the judge, "What do you have to say in your defense?" And this devotee said, "Sir, I admit, I confess that I was a criminal. If you want, you may punish me, because I have been told that you cannot get away from your karma." Now, this is not India, by the way. This is America, and I'm talking about in the 70s. Karma was not a very common word. So he said, "What? My previous karmic reactions, I cannot get away. And they are coming on me, I know. And I should accept them because I don't fear that they will affect my spiritual consciousness." He was so confident. So the judge, he was a bit impressed. It seems that he has been transformed by something magical, but the judge couldn't pinpoint. And then the judge wanted to know, "Okay, so you say that you have been transformed and you have become a devotee, a spiritualist. with disciplined life. So what do you all do? You Hare Krishnas. So he explained, he was resident in the temple as a monk, as a brahmachari. So he explained, I get up 3:30 in the morning. First of all, the judge was shocked to hear that it is morning. 3:30 outside, nobody considers that as morning. That's considered to be the beginning of night. So the judge became more curious. Why do you get up so early? So he went on, I don't just get up 3:30 in the morning. I take bath. Immediately the first thing I do is, I take a bath. Now in those cold countries, taking bath every day in and itself is a big austerity. It's a big sacrifice. For some people it's a big sacrifice, or for some people it's a big accomplishment. Taking bath every day. Then I put on these monk robes of mine and my spiritual practice begins 4:30 in the morning. So there is 2 hours of meditation wrapped, chanting this mantra. Then there is reading of the scriptures, understanding of the scriptures, discussion on the scriptures for another 1.5 hours. Like that, from 4:30 till 9, there is non-stop, uninterrupted, intense spiritual practice which I do. This is every day. And after that, some little breakfast, and then the whole day is busy propagating this message everywhere in the city and town. When the judge heard this, he said, this you do every day or once a week? He said, every day, non-stop, even on Sunday. Sundays are more busier, like you see today. Sundays are more busier. So the judge had thought over some different levels of punishment to be meted out to this past criminal. But after hearing this regimen, getting up 3:30, taking shower every day, and then 5 hours of non-stop spiritual practice, that too intense, and then whole day of just doing all that kind of stuff, no meat eating, no illicit sex of all things, no intoxication, nothing. Practically, his life itself is a big sentence. What punishment can I award to him? His life appears to be already punished. And the judge said that, what to speak of being angry on you? I feel pity on you. So the point is that in this age of Kali Yuga, when we see that there are faults everywhere, Kaler Dosh Nidhe Rajan, it is compared that this Kali Yuga is like an ocean of faults. Now we all have experienced an ocean in our life. But this is a different kind of ocean. This ocean is not an ocean of salty waters. This ocean is an ocean of faults. And not just small time faults. Not just small time sins. big time. And I don't have to explain more about what are the big time sins which takes place in Kali Yuga. The newspapers, the news channels, everything is filled with the horrific kind of activities which are going on worldwide. So if we compare a salty ocean, an ocean filled with salt water, and this Kali Yuga filled with faults, sins, imagine if somebody would try to count how many salt particles are there in an ocean. Can anyone even dare to attempt to count how many salt particles are there in an ocean? Impossible. It's mind-boggling. But it is said that even if somebody can count how many salt particles are there in an ocean, imagine somebody is able to do that, but won't be able to count how many faults are there in this ocean of Kali Yuga. Now imagine this ocean as against whatever little ocean which we are discussing. But then it is said that there is one good quality in this Kali Yuga, this ocean of faults and sins, calamities, problems, illusions, stress, you name it. Not just one kind of salt, but varieties of salt. Not just one kind of sin, but varieties of sin. Not just one kind of ferocious aquatics, but varieties of ferocious aquatics ready to devour. And we happen to be in this ocean without any life support, without any boat. And we are supposed to swim. Imagine swimming around, or you swimming and you and around you are all sharks, octopuses, jellyfishes, and all these deadly sea creatures, and you are supposed to survive and also send smileys to each other. Kaler dosha nidhe rajan asti ek mahan guna. Wo mahan gun kya hai? Kalau sange shakti. Wo mahan gun yahi hai is kalyug mein itne दोषों से भरा हुआ ये जो समंदर है, इस समंदर में एक ही महान गुण है कि यदि हम एक साथ आ जाएं, तो एक साथ आने की हमारी जो शक्ति है, वो शक्ति से हम न केवल इस भव सागर से बाहर निकल सकते हैं, बल्कि हम भगवान का जो सर्वोच्च आध्यात्मिक जगत है गोलोक वृंदावन, एक साथ वहां तक पहुंच सकते हैं परमानेंटली. दैट इज द पावर ऑफ कोऑपरेशन इन दिस एज ऑफ कली युगा. दिस इज द ओनली हॉलमार्क, दिस इज द ओनली गुड क्वालिटी और द बेस्ट क्वालिटी इन दिस एज ऑफ कली युगा. कलौ संगे शक्ति. आपने सींक की झाड़ू देखी है? खराटा खराटा, अभी समझ में आया? तो आप लोग ने एक जो क्लास में आप लेते हैं वो नहीं, वो उनको खराटे बोलते हैं, वो अलग है. खराटा खराटा, सिंक की झाड़ू होती है ना, उसको हिंदी में सिंक की झाड़ू बोलते हैं. तो ये जो सिंक की झाड़ू या ये खराटा, ये कैसे बना है? अलग अलग सिंक को एक साथ बांधा गया है. है ना। तो बहुत सुंदर मेरा रियलाइजेशन है इसके ऊपर, किसके ऊपर? खराटा। तो खराटे के ऊपर रियलाइजेशन ये है कि ये खराटा, ये सिंक की झाड़ू, जब सारे सिंक एक साथ जोड़ दिए जाएं तो कचरा साफ कर सकते हैं, और ये सारे सिंक को आप अलग अलग कर दो तो कचरा बन जाता है, है ना। तो अगली बार जब खराटा उठाओ तो ये लेसन याद रखना कि एक साथ आ जाओ कलयुग में तो कलयुग की सफाई कर सकते हैं हम लोग, इतनी ताकत है संघ में। और यदि हम अलग अलग हो जाएं, यदि हम एकता बनाए न रखें, इफ वी आर डिसयूनाइटेड, वी आर नॉट टुगेदर, देन वी विल बिकम जस्ट रबिश, ट्रैश ऑफ दिस कलयुग। टुगेदर वी कैन क्लीन द ट्रैश, डिसयूनाइटेड वी बिकम ट्रैश। दैट इज द पावर ऑफ कोऑपरेशन। So we will see tonight what is the power of coming together. Don't think that coming every month for this Utkarsh program or for the Thursday program, it's just any other ordinary act of coming together which you have been doing in your life. Like I said in the beginning, human beings, when they are alone, they are ill-equipped. We human beings alone, we cannot survive for a day, unlike the other species. But we together, we have created empires and landmarks and reached such heights of success. That's all because of coming together. That is the power of association. That is the power of cooperation. So I'll begin with a small that whatever we have achieved as a progressive human being, it has been because of cooperating with each other. So tonight we'll discuss cooperation at 8 levels. So we will conclude with the culmination and the perfection of human beings coming together, which is mentioned in this verse, Asti ek mahan guna. In Kalyuga, although it is full of faults, but this one Mahan Guna of coming together and doing what? That's the most important question. So the first level, which is the lowest rung of these eight levels, is when people come together and they cooperate in ignorance. When I say they cooperate in ignorance, I mean to say that they want to remain in ignorance. Like it is said, ignorance is bliss. So why many times people, they don't want to come for a Hare Krishna program? There are many reasons. One of the reasons, they know in the heart of their hearts that if they come for a Hare Krishna lecture, then their conditionings and their addictions and their compromised lifestyle will be exposed. Pardafash ho jayega uska. So this morning in the class I was saying that people, when they do wrong things, they always want association of other people who do similar wrong things. And you will always find in your college campus also that those who are those, you know, the time pass tapori ones, they will always hang out with each other. Why? Because they give strength to each other. Oh, you are a time pass, you are a tapori in this college, I am also a time pass, I am also a tapori. So let's cooperate in this ignorance and let's spread this ignorance. So I'm going to show you a very interesting video about how people, when it comes to knowledge and when it comes to ignorance, how they prefer to be in ignorance, although back of their mind, since we are part and parcel of Krishna, having the spirit soul within us, back of their minds, everyone knows what is right, what is wrong. At some point of time, everyone knows this is right, this is wrong. But if you focus more on the wrong and you create more association of that wrong around you, and then you find an entire civilization of wrong people, slowly, slowly, that wrong appears to be right. Like it is said, if you want a lie to be understood as a truth, then a lie which is spoken loud enough and long enough. Loud enough and long enough that slowly eventually is accepted as the truth. And again, this is the power of association. This is the power of coming together. So when you live in a civilization wherein people, they prefer ignorance over knowledge. Over here, knowledge doesn't mean the degrees which you get. I'm not talking about that kind of knowledge. I'm talking about vidya. Vidya means to go beyond the ignorance, what is inherent within us, the pure knowledge of the soul. So when people prefer ignorance, to live a life full of ignorance, and their activities and everything is just meant to focus on what? That if ignorance is giving me immediate gratification, as against knowledge, forget about immediate gratification, but knowledge is something which demands discipline. Because without discipline, you can't acquire, just like in your college, unless you follow some regimen, you can't get your degrees. Unless you follow some discipline, some code of conduct, you cannot get your degrees. So knowledge demands discipline, whereas ignorance, it results in immediate gratification. So, the first is cooperation, which is based on ignorance. Can we have just this light switched off for the video? So next time, whenever you go to a dhaba to have some chole bhature or whatever nonsense that guy was eating, think twice and remember this video. Okay. So don't you think that people who indulge in such kind of gratifications, they don't know about it? You think when people go out and eat this kind of stuff, they don't know what is the history behind the cooking which has gone through? Or the cooks? They know everything. So herein, they want to remain in ignorance. Because why one of the reasons, you know, these hotels or restaurants, you know, the kitchen is out of bounds. You cannot enter into the kitchen because if the customer goes into the kitchen, the customer will come to know that how it has been cooked. So if the customer comes to know how it's been cooked, we'll get knowledge. When we'll get knowledge, then won't be able to enjoy. जैसे अभी आपको ये वीडियो दिखा दिया, अगली बार जब भी आप किसी होटल में छोले भटूरे खाने जाएंगे तो जब भी वो भटूरे देखोगे अच्छे एकदम फूले हुए, तो बहुत से कारण हैं उसके फूले होने का. सो व्हेन समबडी लिव्स इन इग्नोरेंस देन वन गेट्स a very low class enjoyment in ignorance, like people who are into addictions, drugs, you know, liquor, smoking and all that. They in fact want to go into more ignorance and forgetfulness and kind of in oblivion, so that they do not remember the real miseries. They do not want to face the real miseries. And therefore, when these movies are being made, so people who make these movies, they make these movies in such a way that people who are watching, they go in ignorance. Although they can question the logic, they can question the intention and the purpose behind the making of that movie, but they don't want to. The more they question, imagine somebody who is watching a Superman, Spider-Man, Batman, whatever these movies, and starts to every now and then question that how can Superman fly, how can Superman do this, that, people in sitting in the theater will throw him out. Why they will throw him out? Because we know he cannot do, nobody can do. We all know, हमको पता है, हम लोग सब पढ़े लिखे बैठे हैं यहाँ पे, हम बेवकूफ नहीं है, लेकिन बेवकूफ बनना चाहते हैं. पैसे दे के बेवकूफ बनना चाहते हैं कि वो एक बिल्डिंग से दूसरे बिल्डिंग छलांग लगा रहा है, उड़ रहा है, सब कुछ कर रहा है. इंजीनियर हूं मैं, इंजीनियरिंग लॉजिक से पूरा विपरीत है ये सुपरमैन और रजनीकांत दोनों, लेकिन फिर भी मैं पैसे दे के उसको देखूंगा, क्योंकि मुझे इस अज्ञान में आनंद मिल रहा है. व्हाट इज दैट? ब्लिस इन इग्नोरेंस. So it's a very deadly thing, and it's a very common feature you see in Kali Yuga. One of our brahmacharis was distributing book in Bombay, and he was ringing at a door. So the guy, he opened the door and he was half drunk and he was having the bottle of liquor in his hand, and he shouted, "What do you want?" shouted at the brahmachari. And the brahmachari said, "Sir, I have come to give you these spiritual books." "What do you mean spiritual books? Get out. What is this all about?" So this brahmachari said, "This talks about spirit and matter." And he showed his bottle. "I know only one spirit which is there in this bottle. I don't want, and I don't want to know any other spirit other than the spirit in this bottle. Get lost." Once I was distributing books in Andheri, door to door, and loud blaring some rock music was being played in the house. I could hear from outside. So I kept on ringing, and this young chap, he opened, and he also shouted at me, "What do you want?" So I said, "I have come with some spiritual books. Are you interested?" He said, "Not at all. No way. I am not interested in any of this spiritual stuff. And I said, and that is the reason I have come. That is the reason I have come. Because if people like you were interested, they would have come to me. But because people like you are not interested, to get you interested, I have come to you. And guess what? He bought one book. So, it's not that people in Kali Yuga are stupid. No. Look at the technology all around us. They are not stupid fools. They are not ignoramus stupid fools. They want to remain in ignorance. And they think that is intelligence. To remain in ignorance, they think that is being smart. So this is the lowest. When people come together and they create association wherein they increase each other's ignorance. So people who are showing that ignorance and people who are watching that ignorance, they both know that we are doing that just to gratify each other. And we are using the medium of ignorance to gratify each other. The next level is when human beings come together and cooperate out of fear. So there is cooperation out of fear. Just like you going to your engineering college. Kya hai? Prem hai, professor se prem hai. इंजीनियरिंग कॉलेज कोई हिल स्टेशन है क्यों जाते हो फियर कि यदि वहां पर मैं नहीं गया तो वहां पर एब्सेंटी लगेगी एटीकेटी मार्क्स नहीं मिलेंगे सब कुछ इत्यादि इन दी महाभारत There is this one interesting story. Bhishma Pitama is teaching Rajadharma to Yudhishthir Maharaj. And Bhishma Pitama tells this story to Yudhishthir Maharaj. That in a forest, there was a rat. And the name of this rat was Palika. And there was a cat, like Tom and Jerry kind of thing. So the name of the cat was Lomas. So Lomas and Palika. So they both were at loggerheads, just like Tom and Jerry. So cat and rat like that. You know, it's the perpetual enmity which both of them they have. So the cat would roam around the hole of the rat, wanting to one day get the opportunity to grab the rat. And the rat was sharp enough, intelligent enough, would come out of the hole, and only at that time when the cat was not around, and sometimes even if the cat was around, the cat would try to pounce, the rat would immediately go back into the hole and save itself. So one day it so happened that a hunter spread a net and caught the cat in the net. The hunter was not around but had laid the net. And the cat was caught in the net. Lomas was caught in the net. And there were some 3 steel wires which were going around the cat, and the cat was not able to come out of it. And that time the rat came out. And when the rat saw, Palika saw Lomas trapped, became so happy, was like in a party mood, Finally, my rival arch enemy is trapped, and the hunter will soon be coming, and that will be the end of the story of this Lomas forever. Was so happy. As the rat was trying to enjoy, now this is the nature. Imagine this story is being told by Bhishma Pitama to Yudhishthir Maharaj. When Bhishma Pitama is on lying on the bed of arrows. So he will not speak just any lame story. It has to have some deep meaning. And speaking to whom? To Yudhishthir Maharaj. These are not some bedtime stories. Although he's on bed of arrows. But it's not bedtime stories. Huh? Chacha Chaudhary types nahi hai sab. So here, when the rat is rejoicing at, you know, the cats being captive in that net, the rat sees an eagle flying up. The eagle hasn't spotted the rat yet, but the eagle keeps always looking for rats. So the eagle, it perches on a tree close by. The rat spots the eagle, and the eagle with its sharp eyes is looking around, scanning. The eagle has smelt the rat, but hasn't seen the rat yet. And is frantically looking, trying to direct its vision towards the smell. Where the rat is. The rat immediately comes to know. And the rat tells to the cat, see, let's cooperate. Let's cooperate. That I can free you. I can nibble your net out. I can release you from your captivity. But in turn, what you have to do, that your big furry body, you have to hide me. And I'll free you from your captivity. So they strike a deal. The cat, this Lomas, didn't have any other option. The hunter anytime might be coming. Here, the rat didn't have any other option. So hence, no other options. Let's cooperate. So cat agreed. And the cat hid the rat under its fur. And the eagle, who couldn't spot this rat, although was able to smell, was becoming more desperate and hopeless. And then the eagle flew away. Out of hopelessness, the eagle flew away. And after the eagle flew away, now it was a time for our Palika to fulfill the promise given to Lomas. So now, Lomas was looking up to, okay, it's your turn now. Cut my net before the hunter comes. Palika said, not so soon. How can it be so soon? You think I am a fool? You think I have not gone to college? Huh? The moment I free you, I become your breakfast or lunch, whatever time it was that time. I'll become that. But yes, although I am not going to do that completely, but part by part, I'll cut two of your steel wires. And one I will cut only when the hunter is approaching close by. When the hunter is approaching close by, as the hunter approaches close by, then that last wire I'll cut. Because then you will have no opportunity to pounce on me. This is the deal now. Isn't this material world, present material world also? People come together out of fear. even a tiger living in a forest, in the Niti Shastra, it is said that a tiger is fearful every day whether the tiger or the lion will get its prey to eat. Although it's the king of the jungle, but still the tiger, the cheetah, the lion is fearful. Have you seen? Now, you know, a cheetah or a tiger or a lion, when runs behind the prey, a deer or a goat, whatever. Now imagine, that's the lunch, dinner, breakfast, whatever of the tiger. And just like we see human beings running around for lunch, breakfast, dinner. Similarly, you find the king of the jungle also running around. Imagine if you were served a dinner plate tonight and the guy with the dinner plate is running around this entire campus and you running behind after your dinner plate. You'll be looked as a fool. You'll be looked as someone who's gone crazy. But the same thing on Discovery Channel, when you see a lion running around its dinner plate. Wow. High resolution camera. This is HD. Discover. Discover what? So I was saying this morning that we human beings, we also have the animal instincts within us. Although the body is that of a human being, but in order to eat, sleep, mate and defend, we have to have the animal within us activated. Every day for eating, we have to have the animal activated within us. Every day for sleeping, the animal has to be activated. For sex, the animal has to be activated. For all these four activities, defending, the animal has to be activated within us. But along with that, we also have the human being. The human being which is specifically meant to purify itself, to become a spiritual being. So who is the most advanced human being? Who has the human aspect within himself more powerful than the animal aspect? And the most advanced human being is who uses the animal instincts and spiritualizes the animal instincts. So herein, when this pact was made and our Lomas and Palika, this thing is going on within them. So Palika said that I am going to cut only when the hunter is approaching. So he kept his promise, and lo and behold, a day after, the hunter is approaching, trying to find out the net which the hunter had spread. What's the catch in that? So as the hunter is approaching, coming closer, tree by tree. So the cat, our Lomas, is shouting at Palika, the hunter is approaching, come soon, cut the last wire. And he comes, as the hunter is just about to, he cuts, as he had promised, he cuts the third final wire. And as soon as he cuts the third final wire, the rat goes back immediately into the hole. And the cats, it jumps up on the tree and save itself. And the hunter doesn't get anything. The rat is inside the hole. The rat has saved itself. The cat has saved itself. After everything is calm, the hunter is gone. The eagle is no more there, flying around. The cat approaches and starts to call for the rat. I am so thankful to you. Please come out. Let's be friends. Please come out. Let's be friends. So as the proposal is being made, the cat is proposing to become friends. The rat, just little snout of the rat, it pops out and it tells to the cat, "You really think we can be friends? No way. No way we can be friends. The only reason our friendship will be seen again, you know when? When the hunter and the eagle comes back. As soon as the hunter and the eagle comes back, yes, I am ready to be friends with you." So Yudhishthir Maharaj was told by Bhishma Pitama that, "My dear Yudhishthir, as you will be ruling over Hastinapur, there will be many kings who will come to become friends with you. Kindly know that that friendship many times has ulterior motives." And we see in this world that people, they are seen to be friends. But how long? As long as the hunter and the eagle has its death knell over them. As long as the hunter and the eagle has the death knell, you see people hanging around together. And it appears to be, wow, what a cooperative living going on. You remove the hunter, you remove the eagle, you remove the fear factor. Like one of my friends, after the farewell party, the 10th farewell party, one of our mathematics teacher came and asked him, "So Vikram, how are you?" He said, "Sir, fine without you." And I was standing next to him, I asked him, the same mathematics teacher we would be so afraid of. And he said, "The contract is over." What he said? "The contract is over. Now I have nothing to do with him and he cannot do anything to me." So this is what is so-called cooperation in this world. Cooperation based on fear. Then there is cooperation based on competition. Mostly you will find in Kali Yuga people, they are thriving. Thriving on what? The competitive spirit. When competitive spirit is there to help each other, is to help enhance each other's consciousness, yes, that is welcomed. But when competition is something which bogs us down, which creates conspiracy, which creates animosity, which creates hatred, dissension, duplicity, hypocrisy, all of these negativities. Like all these big multinational companies, you will find that sometimes they appear to be cooperating with each other. You will find the pharmaceutical company cooperating with whom? With the fast food chains. And you know why. So they will keep pumping money to the fast food chains, that more and more customers should visit McDonald's. Because if more and more customers visit these kind of food joints, they'll fall sick. Because the kind of stuff you just saw, the kind of stuff which is being served out is like that. They'll fall sick and they will need our pharmaceutical stuff. So there is a cooperation between a pharmaceutical industry and fast food chain. But it is meant for what? Competing to exploit people. There is seen cooperation between automobile industry and petroleum companies. That they tell to the automobile industry that you manufacture vehicles which will consume more petroleum, so that we keep thriving. And who becomes the victim? The end customer. And he feels, wow, what a wonderful car, automobile I'm driving. There was one mechanical engineer from KK Wag College. His name was Shinde. So he was not getting job, although a mechanical engineer passed out from one of the most reputed colleges of Nashik, but was not getting any job anywhere. Finally, there was one zoo owner, Chidiya Ghar ka Malik, hota na? One zoo owner, he said, okay, I have one job for you. I don't have a monkey in my zoo. And people, they keep asking me, are, your zoo doesn't have a monkey. So you look like a life-size monkey I can make into. I'll dress you into a monkey. I have all the costumes and everything. And you have to, just for 8 hours every day, you have to be in a cage, jumping around. And you will be paid 50,000, just to jump around 8 hours in the cage of a zoo. Chalo bhai, mechanical engineering kiya hai, KK Wag se. Aur kuch nahi to bandar hi ban jate hain. Kyunki 50,000 to mil rahe hain. So he accepts the job and he's doing that every day, dressed up like a monkey, disguised as a monkey. So many people are coming and watching, wow, this monkey looks like, knows how to jump and knows where to go and how to do stuff, and he's appearing to be very trained monkey. So he became like one of the main attractions. So after 6 months, he wanted a raise. भाई मैं 6 महीने से कूद रहा हूं इधर उधर, थक गया मेरा, हाँ इंक्रीमेंट चाहिए, इंक्रीमेंट. जैसे इंक्रीमेंट के लिए तुमको तुम्हारा जॉब डिस्क्रिप्शन चेंज करना पड़ेगा. अभी क्या चेंज करना पड़ेगा कि तुमको बीच बीच में मैं लायन के केज में छोड़ूंगा, क्योंकि लोग वो देखना चाहते हैं कि लायन के केज में बंदर जाता है तो क्या होता है. पागल हो गया, वो तो मार डालेगा. नहीं नहीं, डोंट वरी, वो भी मेरा पालतू है लायन, वो कुछ नहीं करेगा, उसको भी मैंने सिखा रखा है. तो एक दिन ऐसे ही होता है, ये कुत्ता है, इसको इंक्रीमेंट चाहिए, इसको लायन के केज में छोड़ा जाता है. और लायन के केज में अब ये डरा हुआ, सारे वहां पर जो आए हुए, ऑल दोज कस्टमर्स, दे आर सीइंग, my god, what will happen now? Monkey is right face to face in front of a lion and they are inside encaged. What will happen? So as the lion is about to pounce on the monkey, they are so close to each other, their faces. The lion speaks to this Shinde and the lion says, Shinde ghabro nako. Shinde, gabru nako, me Prakash Patil, mechanical. So don't worry, KK Wag students, you have good future. Okay, so this is the dog-eat-dog world when it comes to competition. You will find so many of these competitive organizations coming together and showing their cooperation. But that cooperation is all just a pretense. It is just based on what? Competition. Then you have cooperation based on envy. So you have Shishupal, Jarasandh coming together. Why? Because for them, there was one common enemy, Krishna. Jarasandh wanted to kill Krishna. Shishupal wanted to kill Krishna. So like that, you know, sometimes you find that two countries, they have nothing in common. and they don't want to have anything in common. But when they find out, oh, Pakistan is your enemy also, we become friends. Then, if West Indies defeat Pakistan in cricket, then West Indies players become like Devatas and Mahajans. Although, we have nothing to do with West Indies. Shakal Surat kuch bhi unke jaisi nahi hai. कुछ भी लेना देना नहीं है, कोई कल्चर उनसे हमारा मैच नहीं करता. बट हमारे शत्रु को हराया, इसलिए हम दोनों यार. सो दिस इज कॉल्ड व्हेन कोऑपरेशन इज बेस्ड ऑन एनवी. एंड यू विल फाइंड मेनी टाइम्स दैट विद इन वन कंट्री, विद इन वन सोसाइटी, विद इन वन कॉलेज, दैट ऑल ऑफ दीज थिंग्स हैपनिंग, that people coming together. So all these levels which I am speaking of, what we are learning, that don't think just because people are coming together and being seen cooperating, that it is something which is ceremonious, it is something which has to be welcomed, it is something which has to be complimented. No. Many times you will find cooperation which is based on ignorance, fear, competition, envy. The next is cooperation based on greed. We have in the Srimad Bhagavatam the Devatas and the Asuras cooperating, but for what? For the nectar, for the Amrit. And why they wanted the Amrit? Because each of the parties, they wanted to become immortal. And why they wanted to become immortal? So that they can enjoy sense gratification non-stop. So there was a lot of cooperation seen amongst the rival parties here. Deva Asura. Rival parties. But that cooperation was based on the greed to enjoy something. Then you have cooperation which is based on lust. We have the example of Ravan and Vali. Now, Vali was a brother of Sugriva. He was so powerful, he was invincible practically. And Ravan, who once heard about Vali, that this Vali is such a person that nobody can defeat Vali. And this is what Vali has done to his own brother Sugriva. So Ravan, he wanted to challenge Vali. Now, Vali, apart from being a ferocious fighter and kind of a demon, he also was a Brahmin. And he would chant Gayatri very strictly. Like you have Brahmins, you know, chanting Gayatri. So when they are chanting Gayatri, they have to chant Gayatri in a certain location, in a certain direction, at a certain time. So Vali was very particular about chanting his Gayatri. So now I'll tell you, you must be wondering, why so much focus on Gayatri? Because Vali, along with being, having those Brahminical discipline, he was also having the physical prowess. So his first Gayatri he would chant in Badrinath. His second Gayatri he would chant in Jagannath Puri. In one day, by the way. And his third Gayatri, because teen sandhya hoti na, his third Gayatri he would chant in Rameshwaram. So first, that's how long jumps he would take. Every day, first jump, Badrinath, chant the Gayatri there. Second jump, Jagannath Puri. Third jump, Rameshwaram. Like that he would chant his three Gayatris. So Ravan, the day when Ravan came to attack Vali, so it was time for Vali to chant his Gayatri. So he just held Ravan under his armpit like this, and he jumped first to Badrinath and chanted his Gayatri with Ravan like this. Imagine Ravan like this. Then flew to Jagannath Puri, same Ravan like this, chanted his second Gayatri. Third Gayatri In Rameshwaram, still Ravan is like this. Ravan couldn't move, couldn't even breathe properly. And after chanting his entire three Gayatris for the whole day, then he released Ravan and asked, "Kya chahiye?" And after Ravan, he gasped his air, his breath. Ravan fell at the feet of Vali. "I have never been defeated so miserably and pathetically by anyone. Tussi great ho." That's what Ravan said. "Tussi great ho, Vali." But then, what did Ravan do with Vali? Ravan said, "Okay, there is no way I can defeat this Vali. If he can just hold me for the whole day under his armpit while chanting Gayatri, I can't imagine if he actually starts fighting with me. Mera kya harsh karega ye? So let's cooperate." Ravan kya socha? "Let's cooperate. Chalo, Gatbandhan." So kya cooperation? Now this is mentioned in the Ramayana that Ravan, he told to Vali, "Whatever is mine will be yours, and whatever is yours will be mine. Mera jo hai wo tera, tera jo hai wo mera. So my kingdom will be your kingdom. Your kingdom will be my kingdom. My wealth will be your wealth will be my wealth. My armies will be your armies will be my armies. And guess what? My wife will be your wife. And your wife will be my wife." If you think that wife swapping is only in Kali Yuga, we are talking of Treta Yuga. Aap log aise dekh rahe hain, ye hota kya hai wife swapping? To shayad aap log Satyug ke hain. So this is the degradation of Kali Yuga. Now I'm telling you, when I was working in the Air Force some 18-20 years ago, this phenomena was something which was very common amongst big officials, government officials, wherein these government officials along with their wives would go some isolated locations and they would exchange their car keys, just like lottery hota hai na, like that. They would just pick up anyone's car key, and whoever car key comes that night, you can have that officer's wife for you to enjoy. This is called wife swapping. ये जाता है ना, लोग वो टिफिन लेके आते हैं, चल तू मेरा थोड़ा पकोड़ा खा ले, तेरा समोसा मेरे को दे. क्या बोलते हैं आप लोग मराठी में, वो अंगत पंगत है ना, अंगत पंगत बोलते हैं ना. इंग्लिश इट्स कॉल्ड पॉटलक. सो लाइक दैट, इमेजिन वॉट काइंड ऑफ मेंटेलिटी रावण हैड. And more surprising is Vali agreed. Yes, this will be very exciting. So here you see cooperation. Ah, kya bhaichara hai inke andar, kya maitri hai inke andar. So these thing in Kali Yuga, when you look into the sinful civilizations, these kind of things, when you will see people cooperating based on lust. Forget about Ravan and Vali going to such an extent. Even when man and woman come together and they appear to be cooperating with each other, but what is that cooperation most of the time? The cooperation is, the wife needs ATM, The wife needs machine, money making machine, and the husband needs a sex machine. So yes, I'll give you all the money, in return you give me all the sex what I want. So that's the pact. So there is the cooperation of the greed and the lust, the mixture. It's like a cocktail of greed and lust together. And that's what is happening. And you see that family after family, this has been something which Kali Yuga becomes so famous for. The Vedic tradition is when husband and wife come together, they, even having physical union, is spiritualized. And it was said that yes, Garbhadhan Sanskar is when husband and wife come together to beget a child which will be worthy for the human society. Nowadays, what do you find? Honeymoon, they call it. Honeymoon, we are going on honeymoon. And everyone knows what honeymoon, what goes on in honeymoon. So Kali Yuga, most of the products are, you know, Europe visits, Switzerland, you know, all these visits, or at the most, defective condoms. The condom went out defective and the result was a baby was born. So it appears to be that kind of cooperation, but you find that mostly it's just agreement. Agreement for greed, agreement for lust. And as long as the terms and conditions of that agreement are met, oh wow, what a couple made for each other. ये ऐसी जोड़ी है जो हेवेंस बनकर आई है. रिसेंटली आई वॉज टोल्ड दैट वन वेरी एरिस्टोक्रेटिक फैमिली, टू फैमिलीज कम केम टूगेदर एंड दे गॉट देयर चिल्ड्रन मैरिड. 3 days ऑफ फेस्टिविटीज ऑफ मैरिज, यू वोंट बिलीव, 300 crore. How much they spent? 300 crore on just 3 days of marriage festivities. And the story doesn't end. In 8 months, they divorced. 300 crore, 8 mahine tak tika. Kahan gaya wo 300 crore, 8 mahine baad? Down the drain. So one husband was wearing the wedding ring on the wrong finger. So he was asked by his colleague, why are you wearing your wedding ring on the wrong finger? He said, because married the wrong woman. So this kind of cooperation. एक बीवी अपने हस्बैंड को ऐसे बुलाती है. हस्बैंड तुरंत आता है, क्या हुआ? नहीं नहीं, उंगली की ताकत चेक कर रही थी. देन यू हैव कोऑपरेशन विच इज बेस्ड ऑन काइंडनेस. सो फाइनली वी आर टॉकिंग समथिंग which makes some sense. Cooperation which is based on kindness. So yes, people, they many time, they come together and they want to genuinely help someone. They have not reached the transcendental spiritual platform, but yes, at least they have reached a platform wherein they want to help someone. Like this morning, I was making this point. I was asked this question, "Achha kaun hai?" तो एक तरफ है आप, किसी से अच्छा बनने की कोशिश कर रहे हो और दूसरा है आप किसी का अच्छा करने की कोशिश कर रहे हो। तो सभी लगे हुए किसी से अच्छा बनने में, है कि नहीं? यही बताया जाता है, किसी से या सबसे अच्छे बनो। परंतु बहुत कम लोग सिखाते हैं, ये संस्कार देते हैं कि किसी का अच्छा करो। एंड व्हेन यू रीच दैट प्लेटफॉर्म, दैट व्हेन यू वांट टू डू इन दिस कॉन्शियसनेस दैट यू वांट टू गिव टू समवन, सो व्हेन यू आर इन द मूड ऑफ गिविंग, देन यू कैन क्लेम योरसेल्फ टू बी द सुपीरियर मोस्ट स्पीशीज। इन द 84 लाख स्पीशीज वी ह्यूमन बींग्स आर कंसिडर्ड टू बी द सुपीरियर मोस्ट स्पीशीज। Why? Because we are supposed to create an environment for all the other species also. In one of the Puranas it is mentioned, very wonderful point, that we human beings, we have been made the superior most species so that we practice so much spirituality together, cooperating with each other, that for the other species we create so much agyat sukriti. Imagine, if the entire Nasik keeps chanting or Harinam Sankirtan goes on everywhere in just one city, how many species, how many birds, how many other animals will get Agyat Sukriti of that? So this Purana explains that one of the main reasons why human beings have been put on that highest pedestal of all the species, so that together they can create such agyat sukritis for the other species, that the other species, they just cut out all of their karmic reactions and their evolutionary bondage, and they also come to the human species and then achieve moksha. This is the responsibility which we human beings have. So I'll show you. So we saw it's a chain. When you have the consciousness to help someone, then you will get people who will help you. But the more you have consciousness of trying to usurp something from someone and exploit from the other person, you will also be exploited. The more someone tries to use the other person for one's own selfish ulterior motives, you will find that the person also will become victim of someone else's selfish ulterior motives. So one Srila Prabhupada with selfless motives goes to America and he creates so many selfless his replicas, and what are they doing? They are spreading around the entire world, just like we saw in this video, how each one who received kindness also gave kindness to the other person. So we have one Srila Prabhupada who selflessly made people come together to cooperate. For what? Not based on competition, not based on ignorance, not based on envy, fear, greed, lust, but cooperation based on Krishna Seva. So this wonderful verse from the Srimad Bhagavatam 10th canto, Lord Brahma, when he visits Vrindavan and he's seeing the beauty of Vrindavan, so he's glorifying not just the Nisarga, just the external beauty of Vrindavan, but what Brahmaji, who is the creator of the entire creation, he is glorifying Vrindavan in such a way. Vrindavan is a transcendental abode of the Lord where there is no hunger, anger or thirst. Though naturally inimical, both human beings and fierce animals live there together in transcendental friendship. So herein is the culmination which has been certified, which has been proclaimed, and which has been established by the superior most human being, Lord Brahma, of this creation after observing the mood of Sri Vrindavan Dham. And that is what the Krishna Consciousness Movement is trying to establish, that the Krishna Consciousness Movement founded by Srila Prabhupada is trying to establish that human beings come together and they cooperate. But the motive for coming together to cooperate should be Krishna Seva. When we have that one common father to serve for, and anyone who comes in contact with that Supreme Father will eventually become purified. Otherwise, in this world also you see that brothers come together in a family to serve the father and the parents and the entire family. But what do you find eventually happens in that family? As the father grows old, as the siblings they grow, they look for their selfish interest. What is in it for me? All these, you know, different legalities, they come in. The innocence is lost. Why? Because the source is not pure. So my dear friends, just know, like I said in the beginning, the only good quality which we can claim is ours in Kali Yuga is the quality of coming together for a higher purpose. Kalau Sange Shakti. And therefore, when it is said about Kali Yuga, Kaler Dosha Nidhe Rajan Asti Ek Mahan Guna Kirtanat Eva Krishnasya Mukta Sang Param Vrajet, that when we come together and with this consciousness to purify each other, and with that purified cooperative strength, we try to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. That cooperation is something which will bring about the ultimate perfection of we living in Kali Yuga. And seeing this great quality which is there embedded in Kali Yuga, big, big demigods and rishis and yogis from the bygone ages and other planets, they are lining up to be born in Kali Yuga. Why? Because in the beginning, as I said, that although we might be in the mire, we might be in the abyss of this Bhavasagar, totally drenched, profused within the faults, in this calamitous situation, by this coming together to do Krishna Seva, Krishna Katha, Krishna Kirtan, we can not only be ejected out of this Bhavasagar, but we can pass through all the layers of the higher planets, this material world, all the elements, and we can reach the lotus feet of Shishi Radha Shyam Sundar, Shishi Radha Madan Gopal, and that will be the point of no return. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna.